Cryptographic failures dropped from number 2 in 2021 to number 4 in 2025. That movement isn't because crypto stopped mattering. It's because a lot of the most common cryptographic problems have been addressed at the framework level. TLS is near universal. Modern frameworks pick safe defaults. HSTS adoption has become standard. The bar has risen. But the category still matters because the failures that remain are the ones that tend to be catastrophic when they happen. Let's talk about what cryptographic failures actually look like. Using weak or broken cryptographic algorithms, MD5 and SHA-1 are broken for cryptographic purposes, yet they still appear in production code, usually in legacy systems that nobody wants to touch. Using them for password hashing, for example, means any leaked password database can be cracked with commodity GPUs in hours. Poor key management, default keys still in use. Keys reused across systems, keys checked into source code repositories. Keys that never rotate. Every one of these turns a single compromise into a total compromise. Transmitting data without encryption. HTTP instead of HTTPS. FTP instead of STP. Plain SMTP for sensitive emails. In 2026, this is increasingly rare for external traffic, but internal traffic and legacy integration still routinely move sensitive data in the clear. Storing passwords insecurely, unsalted hashes, simple hash functions, using bcrypt with default work factors that were appropriate a decade ago but are trivially crackable now. Using passwords directly as cryptographic keys without a proper key derivation function. Two concrete scenarios that illustrate the category. First, a TLS downgrade attack. An application doesn't enforce TLS on all endpoints or supports weak cipher suites. An attacker sitting on the network downgrades the connection from HTTPS to HTTP or forces a negotiation to a weak algorithm. They intercept requests, steal a session cookie, and replay it. They now have the victim's authenticated session, and they can alter sensitive operations like changing the recipient of a money transfer. Second, an unsalted password database. An attacker exploits a separate vulnerability, maybe a file upload flaw, and exfiltrates the password database. The passwords are stored as simple MD5 hashes without salts. They feed the hashes into a rainbow table. Within minutes, most of the user passwords are cracked. Complete compromise of every user account. So how do you defend against cryptographic failures? A few principles. First, don't roll your own crypto. Use well-trusted implementations of standard algorithms. If you find yourself writing encryption code from scratch, stop. Use a library that's been reviewed by cryptographers. Second, handle keys properly. Store the most sensitive keys in a hardware security module or a managed key service like AWS KMS or Google Cloud KMS. Never put keys in source code. Rotate them on a schedule, not on an emergency. Third, use modern password hashing. Argon 2 is the current recommendation. YesScript, Script, and PBKDF2 with a strong hash are also acceptable. These are adaptive hashes with tunable work factors. You choose how expensive each hash is to compute, and you tune that factor upward as hardware gets faster. Fourth, enforce TLS everywhere. TLS 1.2 or higher only. Forward secrecy. Each TLS to prevent downgrade attacks. Drop support for old cipher blockchaining modes. Use authenticated encryption, not plain encryption, wherever data integrity matters alongside confidentiality. Fifth, classify your data. Know what's sensitive and what isn't. Apply encryption appropriately to each tier. Don't store data you don't need, and when you're done with sensitive data, delete it. And looking ahead, start thinking about post-quantum cryptography. High-risk systems are expected to be quantum safe by the end of 2030. That's not far away. The algorithms are standardized now, and the migration is real work. Plan for it. Cryptographic failures have moved down the list because most common failures have been solved at the framework level. What remains are the ones that require deliberate attention, key management, password hashing, and data classification. Get those right, and you've handled most of the risk.